News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Men are 40% more likely to die prematurely than women. 97% of GPs say they saw male patients presenting with suicidal behaviour in the last year. That's according to the Real Face of Men's Health report ahead of the launch of Movember. With us to discuss this is GP Dennis McCauley. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning.
Are men ostriches when it comes to their health?
We are. I think there's a thing called the health belief model. We don't think that we are at risk of getting sick. We think we are ostriches. We don't discuss our health with each other. We don't have support networks where we can offload to somebody who can say, listen, you should go and see your actual doctor about that. And as a result of that, there's probably, men compared to women, we're 40% more likely to die prematurely. That's die before you're actually 75. Causes mainly cancer, ischemic heart disease, but also, unfortunately, accidents and suicide.
So how do we address this? Is it a societal issue? Is it down to individual men?
It is a societal issue, I think. I think we have to look at the causes. I think we first of all say, can we change it? Like, are there factors that we can change that would influence this? And the answer is yes. I think if you look at the commonest cause of cancer and the death under 75, it is lung cancer, and smoking is the primary issue there. I think prostate cancer is very common. I think it's a cancer that is easily ruled out by visiting your GP within a day. We can rule out you don't have prostate cancer, and unfortunately, and similarly, we can find out if you have cancer. And then finally, colon cancer. There is a very good screening program in Ireland. So from a cancer point of view, there's lots we can do. I'm the coroner for Donegal. So suicide is something we see very common. I don't think we can ever eliminate suicide. We just can't. But we can lessen it. We see the effect it has on families, and there are probably over 500 suicides in Ireland every year. Anecdotally, that may have increased since COVID, but we'll have to wait for the actual figures. If you look at the CSO figures for suicide, I don't think they reflect the actual amount. There's a thing called the probable suicide study, okay, which sort of says there's about 500 per year.
Just to finish up, we were talking earlier on about Donald Trump's claims about Tylenol/paracetamol in pregnancy, linking it to autism, which we've been calling out as the BS that it is. But for you this morning, listening to that, Dennis, as a GP, you're going to get questions from your patients, aren't you?
I think we are. And I think as all our colleagues would say, is show me the research. There is agendas going on in America which are are deemed much more important than science, and unfortunately much more important than women's health.
What do you say to women this morning who might be concerned about either pregnancy or indeed taking paracetamol in the past? We know it's unfounded, but still they're going to ask.
I think the research says that the paracetamol is safe. The research says that a COVID vaccine is really good for it helps protect you during pregnancy. So all of these things, naturally, people want to take as little as they can, but there are situations when you have an infection, when you have severe pain, that if you didn't take the painkiller, it would have consequences also. And the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine are equally important, I would say.
Dennis McCauley, GP, thanks very much for
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.